Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If the Dallas Cowboys are America's team, what has happened to this country? This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. When the legendary Cowboys franchise has to rely on a sociopathetic player who was just reinstated after a suspension for domestic violence, then the team must be pretty bad. And it is, at least without injured quarterback Tony Romo and wide receiver Dez Bryant. Greg Hardy, who led the NFL in sacks the last time he played a complete season for the Carolina Panthers, captured all the headlines leading into Sunday's home game against undefeated New England by saying such inappropriate things about his return, Tom Brady, and even Brady's wife, that the CBS broadcasters had to spend part of their opening remarks chastising Hardy's borderline crazy comments. Yet CBS kept showing Hardy on the sideline as if he were some player to be highlighted. But apparently, besides Hardy sacking Brady once in the first half and putting pressure on him several other times, the Cowboys had little else to celebrate in their 30-6 loss to the Patriots, who held them to 2 field goals in their own house. The Cowboys not only play bad football, they seem like they are coached that way, taking no chances in a game no one expected them to win, and really having nothing to lose by letting it all hang out. Dallas is part of the dichotomy of the NFL, which has 6 undefeated teams and 18 with losing records. For the Cowboys to only manage a couple of field goals against the New England defense that has been bad against the run this season means Dallas is predictable and cautious, and the 90,000-plus people who spent a fortune to go see them play Sunday were either booing or walking out midway through the second half. Romo won't be back until Week 11, and Bryant almost as long, and Dallas will be well out of the playoff picture by their return. Meanwhile, the cream is rising to the top pretty fast. The Patriots could go undefeated again, considering their anger from Deflategate and this soft schedule. Denver is their only real serious competition for the number one seed in the AFC, and Green Bay is by far the class of the NFC. So in the 50th Super Bowl in San Francisco, it sure looks like a battle of 2 local quarterbacks, Brady, who grew up a 49ers fan, and Aaron Rodgers, who played at Cal Berkeley. The way the rest of the league is looking, that game can't come soon enough. This is Archansky. See ya.